Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for the next 30 minutes. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Review, a chance to sit down one-on-one with a mover and shaker in the entertainment world. As you can probably tell from my accent, I grew up in England, and the 70s were without doubt my formative years in the music world. One of my favorite bands from that era is Wishbone Ash. In fact, I still have a vinyl copy of their very first album. I believe I can see it in my mind's eye. Yellow and brown cover and tree branches. My guest this afternoon, hopefully, is going to be Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash. He seems to be running just a little late, but I'm hoping that he's going to be dialing in really soon. Before I introduce Andy, if indeed he does turn up, let's listen to a track from Wishbone Ash's latest CD, The Power of Eternity. And this track is called Driving the Wedge.
We'll be right back.
Well, it's at this stage normally that I introduce my guest, but alas, Andy doesn't appear to be able to get through to us. So, being the consummate host that I am, I'll just go to Plan B, and while I figure out exactly what Plan B might be, let's listen to another track from Wishbone Ash. This one is called Crisis, which is probably an apt title at this stage in the game.
Turn this car around. I'll bring the sky and the inside. Are you in?
does appear that Andy has some technical problems that are preventing him joining us this afternoon. But no matter, we will plow on anyway. I really like Wishbone Ash, and what I find interesting about this latest album, and I understand they're actively working on another one, is that the sound really has not changed much since the early 70s. I think it was 72 or 73 when I first came across them. I was a big music fan in the 70s, and I managed to somehow get out of it. It was probably as a result of leaving England. I joined not the brain drain, but the music drain. It seemed to me that in the late 70s, punk arrived, and all of the really great bands suddenly found themselves without a home. It wasn't that punk was better. I think it was that a lot of these large bands had basically alienated their fan base. They had become too big for their britches, shall we say. It's been fascinating to reconnect with many of the 70s bands. Case in point, gentleman by the name of Jock Bartley. Jock was part of the hugely, hugely successful band Firefly, or Firefall, I do apologize. Let's play a track that he laid down recently, not penned by him, but penned by the Beatles. Now, I tend not to be much of a Beatles fan. I'm proud to admit that I have never bought a single one of their albums, but that's not to say I do not appreciate good Beatles music. So this is Jock Bartley's rendition of Eleanor Rigby.
Up the rice in a church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? Lonely people, where do they all belong? Ah, look at all the lonely people. Ah, look at all the lonely people. Father McKinsey, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Ah, look at all the lonely people. Ah, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. nobody came. Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
It's such a pretty song, but I have to admit that it never appealed to me when it was done by the original writers. Jock Bartley is a very interesting guy. His music has actually changed considerably over the years. I'm going to play another Jock song. This is one that he released very recently. He has become involved with the green movement, shall we say. And indeed, more people do need to get involved with the green movement. This particular song is called Walk More Softly. And I have to admit, it's one of the nicest songs I have heard in a very long time.
I've been breaking valuable things at most every turn. I get so wrapped up, I charge around. I bully about, I couldn't seem to stop. Finally now, there's a number of things I've learned. Walk more softly on this planet. Walk more softly. Walk more softly with your loved ones. Walk more softly.
Amazing how many bands have endured the test of time. Being a member of a band is in many ways like being part of a marriage. You know, some get to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary, and others end up in rather acrimonious court cases. Case in point, band by the name of 10cc. They came out of the starting blocks really, really strong, but an acrimonious divorce ensued, and the members went their different ways. About 2 years ago, the husband and wife, shall we say, reconciled, and they're now touring, well, they're now recording again, and that is Godley and Gouldman. I want to play one song by them. This is Son of Man.
Hello, Edward. Edward.
Hello.
Yeah?
How did we form the group?
How did we form the band? Well,
deep in the past when the world began, and the very first woman and the very last man gave birth in a cab on a London street to a child with a whistle and a jackhammer beat. But they raised the child, they raised the man, so pulled at the button by accident. Over before it even started, all three parents broken hearted. But the angel of coincidence took pity on the dead experiment. She breathed into its monkey face and gave it form and light and pace. Slowly out of innocence, test tube baby that made no sense, kept stumbling into the light of day. But the only thing that it could say was, world of blues and bubble gum. The man stood out like a sore thumb. Yeah, it wasn't music and it wasn't art, but it got to number two in the chart. And it bought him a holiday, bought him a car, and turned him into a pop star. But the man got sick with growing pains, turned into the monster
There is no doubt about it. The very first time I heard that track, I went, oh, that's 10cc. You know, here we are 30 years later, and it's a wonderful track. Unfortunately, our 30 minutes is up. It has been a delight. I'm sorry our guest, Andy Powell, wasn't able to make it to the show, but hopefully we can reschedule him. So this is Simon Barrett for Blogger News, wishing you all a great day. It's been fun. Goodbye.